You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You out there, you've made it to Friday. Congratulations. And welcome to the best weekend of the year in Dusty Likens' world.
I don't know, man. The NFL draft is coming up.
It is coming up, but it's not on the weekend. That's a Thursday, Friday type deal. The weekend, nobody, except Binkley, you know, he'll be watching.
Well, it's on Saturday, and I'm sure they'll have smashing ratings on Saturday.
Yeah. Probably 5 million people will probably, I'm going to guess right now, I think 5 million people will watch the Saturday coverage of the draft. I wonder if they'll tell us what the numbers are.
Oh, I think it'll be higher than that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I think Saturday is one of those days where it dissipates a little bit. Like, people are in on Thursday from like 7 to 8:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Locked in.
And then after about, you know, you don't recognize the first name, you're like, dang, give me Golden Girls or something else that's going on right now. But I think that's kind of where people are on that one. But I think people are excited for Thursday. And then, you know, as the weekend comes, you got weekend plans and other things are going on. And, you know, just kind of, you know, I'll see who they pick later on. And if you catch it, you catch it. If you don't, you don't, right?
Because that's what, April 26th would be that Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, 24 is Thursday. Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah. No, I love this weekend. We got blessed with great weather. It's like the toughest thing to do is not to answer your phone to say, do you want to come play golf? No,
not this weekend. Yeah. You don't. I want to watch the golf, right?
Yeah.
I want to watch a man pee in a creek.
Well, you could. Awesome.
I want to watch Fred Couples dominate yesterday. How about Freddie Couples, baby?
She's so great.
71 years old, one under par. He shot better than Tiger yesterday. Who would have thought?
Okay, we're not doing this. Come on now.
And then Jack, you know, ripping takes on
Phil Mickelson. Well, I guess he's still playing good. I don't know. Is he playing good?
Yeah.
Haven't seen him in a while.
I love it. That is fantastic.
No, yesterday was great. Freddie Couples, like I tweeted this out last night. Freddie Couples won the day, like hold out twice, and then he went to the side of the crowd, put up the number two, and then the motion of dunking him.
That's great.
And then he's just like your typical old man, like hitting the 7-wood. Which, I mean, I know that's a club for a lot of people, but plays old man golf, has probably one of the most smooth, fluid, easy swings. And then, of course, hits the neon yellow ball, which is just fantastic to me.
Which is great because, I mean, you're right, it is. It's so old man, but it's so relatable and it's so nostalgic, Dusty. And I think that's really what gets people when it comes to sports ultimately at the end of the day. Is that nostalgia, and you see a guy like Freddie Couples out there who's 71 years old. It's like when, you know, Tom Watson a couple of years ago in the British Open was doing his thing, and everybody's rooting for
Tommy,
right?
Yes!
Everybody wants Tom Watson to win. Everybody's rooting for that nostalgia. I bet everybody's rooting for Freddie Couples now this weekend. Like, seeing a 71-year-old go out there and, you know, do something that most 71-year-olds don't do, and, you know,
he'll go out there and shoot a 76.
And that's the thing, right? Like, we all know it's coming to an end, but for one day, it's
maybe
like...
Maybe not. But more than likely, yes.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to go out. But he gave us a day.
He did give us a day. He hasn't won it since, what, 92, I think, Freddie Couples? And so that's a long, long time. And you'd love to see that drought in, but we know it's not going to happen. But still, it's fun to have that kind of guy, you know, have a nice day yesterday where you're like, damn, all right, man, some of the nostalgia came back, like Hosmer coming back or something like that. Yeah, Moose, yeah, and all those guys. You like that stuff.
Is it better day one than McElroy, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Spieth, Scheffley, Koepka, Hovland? I mean, a lot of guys.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of guys. I like Adam Scheffley, too.
Yeah.
Which one did I butcher there?
Scheffler?
Scheffler.
Or Xander Schauffele?
Yeah, Schauffele.
Schauffele?
Schauffele.
Schauffele. We had a guy who couldn't pronounce Schlafly beer years ago, and it was a Schauffele. Yeah.
No, your leaderboard brought to you by Twin Peaks. Each drink, scenic views. Justin Rose had a day yesterday. Shot 7-under. Ludvig Åberg, 4-under. Corey Connors at 4-under. And then, of course, Scotty Scheffler at 4-under, tied for second as well. Bryson DeChambeau, I think that's who we get behind now. Because the message that we saw yesterday is no one outside of the top 10 after day one has ever won the Masters. And Rory, like that one guy who peed in Ray's
Creek. Wait, say that again. Nobody outside the top 10 on day one has ever won the Masters?
Yeah. So somebody in the top 10 is winning the Masters, according to history.
Wow, that's crazy.
So we'll see what happens.
So round one really does matter. You know, a lot of people will say it's just the first day and you kind of get in your feel and then, you know, people make their push and, you know, on the weekend or something. Mm. That's an amazing stat, Dusty. I had no idea. That's wild, man.
It's just, I don't know. It's such an intense tournament. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, day one is important because it, now everybody, you know, before the tournament started, you know, was focused on Rory and was kind of, you know, kind of seeing like, okay, what's he going to do? And then he absolutely just chokes it away. The final, you know, four holes of the tournament, hits two double bogeys.
Yeah.
Just got
good, you know, to see the Florida Miami coach playing for the Masters. Yeah.
Yeah. Batia, baby. That guy's like 100 pounds soaking wet.
I mean, look at that guy. He looks like McDonald or McDaniel.
So maybe not all time, but it says if recent history holds, according to Four Play Podcast on Barstool, if recent history holds, one of these men will be the 2025 Masters champion who you're riding with, and it's the top 10 players after day one.
Mm.
So if recency holds, so like 25, 30 years, whatever.
Whatever, but yeah.
In the last two to almost three decades, if it is, nobody outside the top 10 after day one has won the tournament.
Wow.
Rory is now outside of that after hitting two double bogeys in his final four holes, just a collapse with the chipping, went into the water, and then chipped past the hole. I mean, it's just a tough thing for Rory, but, you know, the Masters is great because here we are in the first 6 minutes of the show, and there's seven different angles you could approach on this Masters.
And we didn't even talk about Ken Griffey Jr. being on the course
so awesome.
Right? Like, that's cool.
Legend.
Not even allowed to wear a backwards hat at Augusta.
Well, you can wear an upside-down hat, though, at Augusta, right?
We didn't get to talk about how Frankie Fleetwood, who's Tommy Fleetwood's kid, who has the same energy as every golfer.
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
Just trying my hardest.
The hell is that, a baby?
No, he's like 7 or 6 years old playing
golf.
That's
awesome.
That's great.
And then
so Fleetwood Mac's kid?
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
And then Gary Player, you know.
Did he take his clothes off yesterday?
No, but I want you to be serious for a minute because you're going to love this audio.
All right.
Because Gary Player was interviewed and he was asked about when Tiger Woods won, what he ate. And Gary Player goes from like talking about that to just absolutely blowing you away with words of wisdom.
In 1997, when Tiger Woods won the Masters, he revealed that he famously ate at Arby's every single night. I was wondering when the last time you had any fast food was.
Well, you don't reach 90 as I do if you eat a bunch of crap, I can tell you that.
He's right.
But that's your choice. You know, everybody has a choice. I want to live to 100. Because I love people, I love golf, I just love life. I've got a young girlfriend who changed my life. What? How about that at 90, finding a girlfriend? Tom's not as old as me, but he's also found a new one. And it's and I'll tell you what, guys, you all, what if you or your wife are going to die? What if you're going to die? One of the spouses is going to die? And it's not the end of life. And so many people, that does happen, and they get so disheartened that they don't think they should continue life. The greatest gift bestowed upon a man or woman is life. And so my ambition is to reach 100. So I went to India and I met a gerontologist, and he gave me 11 things to work on, which I adhere to. And so I might drop dead tomorrow, but I'm giving it a hell of a try.
I love that, man. That's awesome, man. Right? How great is that?
Where the hairs go.
Yeah. When was the last time you had Arby's? Let me tell you about this. I'm 90 and I got a young girlfriend. Okay. That's nothing about Arby's, but go on, sir. Please continue on. But no, I love that. You know, he went to India and got 11 different things. Did he go through that list of things that he wants? But he's 90, first of all. I didn't realize he was 90.
Yeah, dude.
He looks better than most people in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
And he's 90? I mean, my God. Good for Gary Player, man. Go out there and keep on keeping on. I hope he does live to 100. That's what I'm rooting for in golf right now. Gary that guy needs to continue to live, man.
Yeah, and you go from that to...
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Mm-hmm. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
You're just trying your hardest.
Yeah, my hardest.
And then you go from Gary Player, who absolutely makes you melt in your driver's seat, to Frankie Fleetwood, who absolutely makes you smile from ear to ear, to just a bro.
Well, I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah, correct. Okay. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clap for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny.
Are you concerned that there might be any blowback from that at all? Or, I mean, obviously they did see you, right?
Yeah, they saw me.
Oh, yeah, they saw
me. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me. So if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Love it.
So that's the amateur of Arizona State that ripped a piss in Ray's Creek.
Yeah, awesome. The best. Who hasn't peed on a golf course before?
I mean,
seriously, who has not peed on a golf course before? And you're lying if you say you haven't. Everybody has, right?
No, yeah. The best golfer always takes a piss on hole two.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was the horse before the race or something.
That's in horse racing. Yeah, I mean, mixed emotions, I guess. I mean, I understand, like, because I went down a rabbit hole yesterday of just, like, the comments that this guy got. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, like, 20% of them are like, who cares? You got to go and you got to go.
Right.
Another 20% are like, this guy clearly just, like, forgot where he was at, which I think that's a little bit. But it's kind of funny how he throws some shade towards JT. Like, JT was having some issues on the green, so I figured I had some time.
Yeah.
I had to go. The other part of it was, you know, a lot of people are like, does this guy realize this is Augusta National? Does this guy realize this is a, you know, there's people, right? Like when you pee on a golf course at Hoots Hollow, where there's houses around you, you still go into like the wooded area where no one can really see.
Right.
This guy, no F's given apparently.
Right.
And then I've had to do it again. I probably would.
Yeah, I don't play. Hey, you got to go. You got to go. I mean, you've been in the parking lot at Arrowhead and you got to pee and you see that line as long. So you open the door of the bus and pee behind that Mac, right? I've seen you do that many a times out there. So people pee, they got to pee. I mean, you know, people are like, oh my God, it's some creek at Augusta. So what? Don't become baseball where people are mad about the pitch clock and all that stuff and the sanctity of the game. Like, I got to be honest with you. Golf needs to loosen up a little bit. Like, that guy's better for golf than anything else that's going on because he's bringing attention, bringing the common man in. Going, oh, that dude's got the upside down hat. He went to Arizona State. He's peeing in a creek. Let's go. I'll root for that guy. Let's do this thing, man.
Yeah, Jose Luis Ballester.
Jose Luis Ballester, man.
Ballester, I guess.
Ballester?
Ballester.
Let's see how far he can go. And he's an amateur, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a young guy. He's never been there before, obviously. It's awesome. I love this guy.
They're going to absolutely S the bed if he's the low amateur of the round.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting next to whoever went in the jacket. Yes. Like, the worst thing I think the Masters would see from, like, the old heads would be Bryson Winnett and that kid sitting next to him getting the low amateur round.
Yeah.
So a guy that peed and a YouTube sensation over the last couple of years, but also a multiple major winning guy who I'm now rooting for, because if we go through the theory, Rory's done.
He's out. Yeah.
Bryson's the guy.
Yeah. So
get behind Bryson.
I just hope there doesn't become like repercussions for this guy. Like all of a sudden, like Augusta.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Trying to file, like, you know, indecency things and stuff like that because he peed in a creek out there. Some southern woman is all mad about her children or something, and some kind of horror of this and all that kind of nonsense.
Charles, so, there's a snake over there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a snake. That's baluster.
Yeah. And I love the fact he goes, I wasn't embarrassed. I'm like, I love
Hell
this
no,
guy.
Dude.
Like, were you embarrassed? No! I'm in my 20s and I'm a golfer. You think I'm embarrassed? Hell no.
I go to Arizona State, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what's your talent?
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with who I am.
Somebody embarrassed a baseball yesterday, but it wasn't for a home run. Yeah, that was a single that went 120.9 miles per hour. It was the 12th hardest hit ball in the Statcast era, and it was to Jack Caglione.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.